Hello, my name is Andrea J. Fulton. I'm the founder of the Anderson and Burkate Fulton Foundation, also known as the Fulton Arts Foundation. Actually, as you know, I have this play entitled One Drop. It was actually written almost 15 years ago now, actually 15 years ago. And we've produced it dozens of times all over New York City in different kinds of settings, from theaters to churches to art crawls, the park, in front of a housing project as part of Councilman Cornegie's We Are Art. You know, he did a little bit of a celebration to celebrate his work in the community, his artistic work in the community, which we were proudly a part of. So yes, we've been quite busy. My organization began in Brooklyn, we've been working hard since this play was first produced in 2009. So now we actually are excited to partner with the John Wesley United Methodist Church. Their pastor is a wonderful woman by the name of Reverend Beckford. She actually saw this production in 2018 and vowed that she wanted to have it done at her church. She reached out to me and she said, "You know what, Andrea, it's a crazy world right now, but I'm actually now the pastor of a big church in Bed-Stuy, and I would still love for you to come and do the play there." And I said, "We'd love to." And so really the rest is history. Here we are. We're really excited about it. It's the first time that it will be done as part of a dinner theater setting. And we just can't wait to do it. We're working very hard on it. So this story remains as relevant today as I imagine it would have been in the late 1800s where it was set. It was set in 1800s Louisiana, at a time where it was basically post-Reconstruction. I honestly, because it's based on some of my family history, I wanted to be as accurate as I could in terms of the way that things are represented. But there is a bit of conjecture there because no one was around at the time. And so I had to kind of fill in a lot of the blanks and do quite a bit of research. But what was most fascinating and interesting to me, and the reason that I wrote the story, is because I've always really been fascinated at the topic of skin color and what this really means for people. As you, I'm sure you're aware, there are situations where people are suffering because they feel really like they are having they've had a difficult time just simply based on the color of their skin. And this is a reality for people, no matter the shade of color. I actually wrote the play when I realized that I had sort of racially profiled my own mother, if you will. She was a very, very fair-complected woman who, as I really, really got to know and understand her, she was always treated as though she had some sort of favor, but yet she was mistreated in some similar ways and ostracized in some ways that her much darker complected friends were. That's the whole thing. One drop of blood makes you black. That's kind of what this story came out of, that reality that we're all, lumped together if we are not white. And when it came to someone like my great grandfather, who was he was actually capable of passing. He was capable of gaining that kind of favor if and when he sought it. But the thing was, he actually declined the opportunity for utilizing that silver spoon that would have otherwise been his birthright. So that's how I really came to write the story. I said to myself, what would make a person that was able to get favor, not latch on to that favor and run with it, as so many people have that have passed for white. Many of my ancestors, I believe, have passed for white, and they just went out into the world and really robbed us of the opportunity to even know them. And so that, to me, results in heartbreak all the way around. Heartbreak for those people that are trying to make a way for themselves amongst white people pretending to be white, and heartbreak for those people that were left behind that never had the opportunity to know those individuals and know those other parts of their family that did that. And so that is sort of a shame in itself when that happens. I really wanted to bring a level of compassion for people in this kind of situation. And like I said, just kind of visit what happens when a person actually has that kind of choice. And I really wanted to honor my mother's part of the family who, as far as the people that I was aware of, the ones that did not pass, to me, this was such an incredible bravery and an incredible level of commitment to the family and just to what they understood their own heritage to be. Somebody that did not have to claim it, but did anyway. So I wanted to kind of try to understand that and paint a picture about what that might look like. And so that's how I really wrote the story, and that's why I wrote the story. And I love it because it forces people to really think. It forces them to resist jumping to conclusions. It forces them to question some of their superficial beliefs and attitudes about skin color, and also challenges them to consider that it's possible for people to still fight terrible battles despite your assumption that they had an easy way to go. Whether we like it or not, facing the fact that cultures are continuing to mix, people that used to be absolute minorities are turning into minorities. And so these are things that we just have to face and we have to accept. And that is why the idea of inclusion is that much more relevant and important to this story and to all stories that deal with different races and deal with the topic of color and culture. Diversity is critical because the topic of diversity, I'm just so happy that it's where it is today, in a better place than it's ever been. It's that much more in the forefront today, obviously, than it has ever been. It has become a priority for companies because, of course, companies recognize the importance of speaking directly to their buyers, who are all kinds of people. We're no longer in the 1950s, where what was at the core was this sort of almost this homogenized household that was husband, wife, 2.5 children, and a dog. That's just not what it is anymore. We have and thank God, people are willing to acknowledge and accept the fact that there are such things as extended families and families that you claim, as opposed to families that you're born into. So there are all these kinds of topics where we must everyone recognizes that we must be more inclusive. You see it every day now in television ads. You see it everywhere. This is just this story is a part of all of that. It's a part of forcing us to accept the reality that the story of skin color, the story of classes, the story of faith, the story of embracing each other's humanity, all of these things have a place and have a reason and have a purpose, and are it's just beautiful when we can find a place for each of us where we can not only learn about ourselves, but we can be in a better position to celebrate each other.